This is KCUR 89.3. Elmwood Cemetery covers 43 shady acres on the east side of Kansas City. Buried within the elegantly carved mausoleums and beneath granite statuary are members of some of Kansas City's most recognizable families, including mining magnate August R. Meyer of Meyer Boulevard and Simeon Brooks Armour, scion of the meatpacking company whose name is attached to Armour Boulevard. When the graveyard was established in 1872, Reformed Congregation Temple B'nai Yehuda bought some of the first acreage. A sector of the local Jewish community is buried there today. Almost a century and a half later, a nonprofit organization is trying to maintain the cemetery, a snapshot of the city's diverse history. One of the volunteers recently took us on a tour, where we started by looking at the Western Perimeter Wall.
My name is John Weilert, and I'm on the Board of Trustees of Elmwood Cemetery Society. You see that orange construction fence down there? That's the section that marks the section of the wall that we need to have repaired. It's hard to convey that angle on the radio, but it needs to be replaced. I think you'll agree that's a precarious angle. So the challenge is there's 180 feet of that wall, and it's at its highest point, it's 14 feet. And that's a lot of concrete. This wall is a century or more old. It's poured concrete. You'll see the trees on the other side that are pushing the wall over. Obviously, there's a safety issue. You don't want anyone to get hurt if that wall falls. But also, if it came down, it would land on that first row. When we were doing the measurements, I was looking at those markers, and they were all the markers of children who died in the 1920s or early 1930s. We just can't let that happen. You'll recognize street names, Hardesty, Montgall, and
Armour.
On election day in 2016, the presidential elections, I was getting phone calls from people asking where Sarah Chandler Coates is buried. She was a suffragette. And I was watching the news, and I noticed that there was a story about Susan B. Anthony's grave. Voters would go after voting to her gravesite, and they would put "I voted" stickers, and it was just her gravesite was just festooned with these stickers, "I voted." So Sarah Chandler Coates was Kansas City's Susan B. Anthony, and so I came out here to the cemetery, and that gravestone was just full of those stickers. City's first chief of police. Tom Spears, Kansas City's first chief of police. It's an amalgam of different viewpoints. That monument right there, you see Bowman. Bowman was an officer in the Civil War, and he served with William Tecumseh Sherman. They became very good friends, and when Bowman died, Sherman came here to Elmwood and delivered his eulogy. But just a short stroll away is a fellow by the name of Crenshaw, who served on the other side. He was with Quantrill's Raiders. That's what Elmwood has, and that's history.
John Weilert is on the board of the Elmwood Cemetery Society, a nonprofit organization established in 1896. This audio postcard was produced by KCUR's Laura Ziegler.